And welcome to the Strange Gang Geeks Out podcast. I'm Bailey. Today I'm here with Morgan.
Hi.
Megan's not with us today, but you got us instead.
Yay!
Before we start our podcast episode, I wanted to talk about the platforms you can find the podcast on. So, as of right now, it's on Spotify, Anchor, Google Podcasts, and Radio Public. So before I said that I was going to try to put it on YouTube, but there were like some complications with YouTube, and I just decided not to worry about it. I'm as busy, and you're probably busy. You don't have time to do that yourself.
No, I don't.
I thought I would have the time, but I really don't.
I don't have time to deal with YouTube. And
it's on those four.
That weirdness.
It's on those four places. I'm sure it'll be put on other ones. It just depends.
Mm-hmm.
So today we're going to talk about The Last of Us. It's a video game that I really enjoy, and you enjoy too.
I enjoy watching it. Yeah, I don't do a lot of playing The Last of Us, but I do enjoy watching it.
Yeah.
Hang on. Sorry.
So about today is September 26th. It's mm-hmm. Outbreak Day, if you guys don't know what that is. Basically, for the past 6 years... Naughty Dog will release a bunch of information about the game, and they actually have. I'm fortunate we decided to talk about this today, so we can like share this information with you guys. A lot of the stuff is really interesting. I can't wait to get into it. But before we talk about the second game, I figure we could just talk about a little bit about the first game, because like get some background, and then we'll get into the second game. So basically the plot of the first game is set in 2013, and there's like this mutant strand of a cordyceps like fungi that they were messing around with. Some science were like messing
science
around with
words.
It. And yeah, that's what it is though.
Science.
Deadly. People were messing around with it, and it got out of control and infected a bunch of people. And basically, the zombie apocalypse—I call it the fungi apocalypse—happened because it's like fungi. It's not really like a zombie, but yeah, it's basically the same thing.
Yes, it is.
Anyway, so anyone infected with this virus dies within a couple of days, and. The beginning of it, you play as this girl, her name is Sarah, and it shows you, like, the attack happening, and basically, like, all the people going crazy, and you get to be, like, there in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And then it does a time jump.
Yep.
And you play as her dad, Joel, and he's our main character of the game.
Joel.
Jolie Poly. So, you are, as Joel, you're, like, a smuggler, so you smuggle things into the city, smuggle things out of the city, you got all kinds of stuff. It's kind of interesting. They don't stay on that for very long.
He's basically Han Solo.
Yeah, kind of. Han Solo of, like...
Of, where are they at?
Well, the future, I guess, because the movies are set for...
No, I think the Star Wars movies are set in the future.
Are they?
Yeah, like, way in the future.
Who knows?
I don't know. It's really weird. It's
like
complicated.
It could be alternate reality.
I'm sure you could get on Wikipedia.
Yeah.
And look that up.
I'm sure there's some more.
Yeah. But where, like, are they in, like, New York or D.C. or...
They're, like, on the East Coast somewhere.
They're somewhere.
They
wherever,
don't really
he,
say,
wherever they're at.
They don't really say. Like, they have, like, certain things you see in it, and you're like, oh. Like, they are in Philadelphia for a while, mm-hmm. and they're, like, in a couple other
don't
places.
Don't they go through,
like,
Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, because the yellow bridges and stuff.
Yeah. I remember that.
But anyway, so you play as Joel, and there's a girl, her name is Tess, or a woman, or her name is Tess, she's like your partner.
It's a woman.
And you have to smuggle this kid out of the city, and basically what you're doing is you have to help smuggle her to, like, the West Coast somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's Salt Lake City, but I don't really remember.
I don't remember either.
I'm really bad with the places.
Same.
In the game.
Well, because, like, when you have an apocalyptic game, you don't really have to, like, name places because it's all, like, worn down anyway, overgrown.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's not
what
we know it as now. So, like, there's no reason to, like, say, oh, hey, this is Utah.
This is Utah.
Utah.
But I think that's, like, where it was supposed to be set. I don't know. I've, in the gameplay, I believe Or in the game, I believe that they do say that, but I don't actually remember. Mm-hmm. It's been a while since I've actually played the game.
Yeah.
Been about a year.
But now I want a game, like a horror game set in Utah.
That would be good.
In the
desert.
Yeah, the deserts of Utah.
That would be scary.
That's what it could be called, in the deserts of Utah.
Yeah. So, anyway, so the people that task them with smuggling this girl, they're called, like, the Fireflies. They're, like, this mm-hmm. ragtag militia group. They're, like, against the government, or what's left of the government, anyway. They don't really go into, like, the government.
They're everyone's kind of, like, split up. Yeah, they don't really, I mean, because it's been, like, how many years has it been?
I think it's a 20-year...
20-year.
20-year time jump. So, like, it's not really...
You're coming into it, like, you've seen the beginning, but you haven't seen the 20 years, so you really don't know what's happened. You don't know what the government's been through. You don't know what these people have been through. But they're not going to talk about it, because they've been through so much. So you kind of just have to, like, deal with it.
Yeah, but that's not the main story. That's, like, the background.
When you're reintroduced to the characters.
Yeah.
Well, to Joel, basically.
Yeah, so anyway, you start the game out like this. Eventually, you lose Tess.
Yeah.
She dies.
Sadness.
Sorry, Tess. And it's just Joel and Ellie. And Joel's like, yo, we're gonna go to my brother Tommy's place over in, like, I think Wyoming?
I can't remember. When I first heard about Tommy, I thought he was gonna be, like, super rude and stuff.
Now I love Tommy. Tommy's great.
Yeah, he ended up being, like, really nice.
Well, remember, he's in the beginning of the game.
Yeah, but I think maybe, like, you know, since it had been 20 years... I had forgotten, and...
It's been 20 years!
It's been 20 years!
Like, 10 minutes later, wow. 20 years go by.
Wow, the early 2000s, the 2013 is all blur.
Time travel.
Wow, you have to think about it. If it is set in 2013, it's, like, 20 years later. That's way after, like, 2019. And then, like, this new game, it's been a couple more years. And it's just... Oh.
We'll get into that later.
The things you think about when you think.
Yeah, I know. I know.
About things.
So anyway, so basically the rest of the game, you're on your way to Tommy's.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever they live. I don't know.
Well, you said in Wyoming, right?
I think it's it could be anywhere.
Wyoming's close to Utah,
isn't
it? Could
be anywhere towards the west. So basically in this game, the zombies or the fungi. What?
We can just say, it's canon, Tommy lives in the Shoshone.
I don't know. Okay.
Sure.
Yay! Sure. Watch that be completely wrong. Save it for Firewatch.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's three different kinds of zombie, fungi, zombie. There in this game, there's runners. They run at you.
Yeah.
That's why they're called runners.
That's pretty...
Clickers. Yeah. They can't see, but they have really good, like, echolocation, and they make clicking noises. It's like a dolphin.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah, it's like, I can't do it.
But used to.
You know, look up a dolphin. No. Dolphining.
It's so eerie. I don't like the noise.
I don't like it either.
Well, like, when they were, I think I watched a thing one time, when they were, like, designing it, they wanted it to be, like, not.
Not what?
Not, like, a zombie noise, mm-hmm. because that was lame, but they were like, we're gonna do this creepy clicking
not
noise.
Like,
and I was like, you did it right. Yes, you did it right.
Because those things are so creepy. And I refuse. You tried to make me play when there was, like, clickers.
You're so annoying.
And you were like, can you just go over? And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
No.
I don't know if you were here for the part that I played, but I think you play as Ellie at some point, and you have to go through, like, this building or something.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, like, a ton of them. It took me forever to clear that place.
Yeah, not about.
Because if you attack one, then the other ones hear you.
Yeah, they hear you. So then they come after you.
Yeah.
Everything else that can possibly.
So you gotta like make sure they're all there together and get them all at the same time. Oh, it's so hard. Anyway, and then the third fungi zombie is a bloater, which are the bigger ones. They're not super big. They're like plumpier than the regular.
Plump.
I don't know. Anyway, they're bigger than the other ones, and they're a little bit harder to kill, but it's doable. Mm-hmm. There was actually one part of the game where you take on, I think, two at the same time, and my version, there was, like, a glitch, and I didn't have to mess with them, and I was, like,
oh, nice.
So ready.
Sweet.
So ready to do it, and, yeah, I didn't have to.
Yeah.
Yep. So, we were talking earlier, before this, and you were talking about, like, the graphics of the game.
Oh, yes.
The graphics are, like, so good.
It's like, you know, when you think of, if you think of video games, and then you think of, like, oh, which video game has the best graphics? Immediately, you know, it's The Last of Us. Like, there's no, there has been a few games after that that I'm like, wow, beautiful. But, like, when I think of, like, beautiful graphics and, like, breathtaking scenery, even though it is set in an apocalyptic world, it still looks cool.
Yeah.
To me, maybe not to other people, but I always think of The Last of Us, and then I think of other things after that, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. Well, no, they're so great in this.
Yeah.
It's, like, the best graphics I've seen. A reason why, like, the scenery graphics are good, but the facial graphics, the body graphics are good, I think that's because they did use mocap. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
The suits, they were in motion capture suits.
Yeah.
And they filmed it, like, with a bunch of different cameras, mm-hmm. all different angles, so you get, like, an actual view of what it would actually be like if you were that person running around, if you were that person killing the fungi or zombies. Mm-hmm. So it feels like more personal. I know I keep saying person and all, but like it feels like
you would be there. What I also like about it is they almost look very lifelike in like Ellie and Joel and like anybody else they interact with, like human, not zombie or anything.
Yeah.
But they look lifelike because of the mocap and because of the editing software that they used or whatever. Because if you reference that to like Until Dawn, you can obviously see that there's a drastic difference.
Yeah. Well, I mean, two different companies.
Yeah.
But, and then money comes into play. Mocap's expensive.
Yep.
It's like shooting a movie.
Yeah. Yeah, technically.
Yeah. Basically.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I was going to say something else about the beautiful scenery of the world of The Last of Us, but
it just takes you away. You have to stop and stare.
Yeah.
And then hurry up because you might get eaten by a fungi zombie.
Yeah. It's the one part at the end with the giraffe. Like, I love that part.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm just, like, I'm, like, really obsessed with architecture. Yeah, and then, like,
you know, they did a really good job on texture.
When you have, texture's really good, too. Yeah. But when you have, like, architecture covered in, like, greenery,
it's beautiful. Yeah. Well, they took a lot of example. There's a book. I cannot remember the name.
I think you tried to make me buy it or something.
But it basically would tell you what the world would look like if everything just, like, stopped and, like, the plants, mm-hmm. like, overgrew and everything, and they took a lot of example from that, and they based a lot of the art of the game on that. I don't remember the name of the book. Oh, I'm so annoyed now.
It's okay.
I won't remember it until later when this is over.
Yeah, well.
Did you want to talk about the music?
Oh yeah, I remember when we first watched it, and you know, I think in like 2013 we weren't really into. I wasn't really into video games like. You know, because we didn't have a PlayStation or anything. And we played the Wii. It's basically
we had a Wii. We did have a PS2.
We were up
in
here.
But that was, like, when we were young.
We were up in here playing Mario Kart. Coconut Mall, bro.
Mario Kart was...
Winning that.
Was it.
Crap.
That was good for us.
Yeah, we had some other games, too.
Yeah, it was
but
a little bit later.
We weren't really into gaming much till later. Like, when we actually bought the PS4 and stuff like that.
Yeah.
We decided to make those decisions, like, hey.
Right.
And, you know, once you buy a PS4, you gotta keep buying games.
You gotta keep
You gotta.
Well, you don't have to, but,
well,
like...
I mean, if you want to play the PS4.
Right.
Anyway, so, but I remember when I sat down and watched this, like, someone else play it on YouTube or whatever, I remember really liking the musical score, like, the beginning, during the intro, there's, like, this guitar piece, and it's beautiful. And then, subsequently, the rest of the music throughout is just as great.
Masterpiece. Mwah.
Yeah.
Gustavo Santaolalla Santaolalla?
I don't know.
His name is so hard for me.
I just call him musical genius.
Yes.
Pretty much.
He composes the music, and I saw a thing. I always say this. I saw a thing that basically said when Neil Druckmann and co, because I don't ever remember anyone's name except for Neil Druckmann, when they were looking for music for this game, they came across some of his stuff, and it was very minimalistic, and that was like, oh, this is what we need for our game. And so, like, Gustavo sat down, and he was like, all right, guys, and he, like, wrote the whole thing, and he was like, here you go. Like, it happened just like that. But his work is amazing. It's, like, genius.
Hello, I have music. Please put it in your game.
Well, I don't... That's what he said.
Yep.
And I think it's,
quote,
like, very, the music's emotional, but it's not scary, like,
no.
at all.
I just,
like, there's scary moments, and they've done some kind of, like, music thing, but the music isn't super scary.
I mean,
I love it.
Music is different for everybody, but, like, you know when you, like, listen to music, and it just kind of, like, clicks in your head, and you're just like, ah, yes, clickers. I can listen to... Shut up. No. But, like, and it just kind of, like, you can listen to it over and over and not get annoyed by it. Like, the Uncharted music, or, you know, like, for some people, instrumental music, or some other things, like Broadway tunes or whatever. You just listen to them over and over and over. That's this.
Okay, so I wanted to talk about some of the characters before we get in. I split it up. I talked about a little bit about the plot, but I wanted to introduce the other characters and then, like, do the end plot. But
KK.
So, we know we've introduced Ellie. She is played by, or voiced by, actually played because of mocap. She's played by Ashley Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Joel is played by Troy Baker.
Yep.
Yes, the legend.
Babe, up in this household.
Legendary? Hannah Hayes plays Sarah at the beginning, but she's only in a little bit at the beginning.
Yeah.
And Marlene is played by Merle Dandridge. Oh my gosh, she's so famous. And then, I didn't know this. I found this out recently. Laura Bailey, she's super famous. She's in a bunch of stuff.
Yes.
She does additional voices for this game.
Listen, I was reading your notes right here, and I saw Laura Bailey, and I don't know who that is. Like, I don't know what she looks like, but when I saw her name, I was like, she's in stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I just knew her.
You'll know her. She's in the new Catherine game everyone's been playing. And she plays Nadine Ross in Uncharted.
Oh, that's what I know her from.
She plays Nadine.
See? There you go.
One of my favorite characters.
Faves. Another fave up in this house.
Like, she's done a bunch of stuff, but, like, the most recent I know her from. Oh, she's in Spider-Man. The Spider-Man game.
The one that just came out that everybody was like,
I think she might play MJ.
Maybe.
I'm not sure.
I
think she does.
I'm not into the superhero.
But I was so excited. I was like, oh, that's how I know Laura Bailey. Because I was like,
I know her.
This name is familiar.
I know her. Uncharted.
But, so that's like most of the characters kind of.
There's additional ones, like, Nolan's in it, Nolan North.
Nolan, yeah.
He plays that weird guy.
Yeah, he plays David, like, at the end.
He's that weird guy.
And then Bill is played by W. Earl Brown. He's pretty famous in the voice world.
I don't know who it is. I don't know anybody.
So, yeah, those are, like, some of the characters. Okay, back to the actual plot. Yay. I just needed to introduce characters. Should have done it before, but I forgot. So, basically, on the way to Tommy's, Joel gets injured.
Mm-hmm.
And it switches over to Ellie.
So you play as Ellie.
So you play as Ellie in this, and which I didn't think was going to happen.
Joel's kind of like, eh, I'll be over here.
I'll be over here, like, in the corner. In the corner.
Bye.
Anyway, so yeah, he gets injured, and you play as Ellie. And basically what happens is you play all these levels as Joel, and you get all this loot, and you, like, customize all your weapons, and you get all the health stats, and it's great. And then you play as Ellie, and she has nothing. Nothing.
Joel gets injured on the way to Tommy's, or after you leave Tommy's?
there was, like, a thing of silence. I can't actually remember. Wait, is it after Tommy's?
That was a really long break. I was thinking, because, like, they have that argument. She runs away on the horse, and then she goes to that house, which is beautiful, and then those people come in and try to, like, hurt them, and then, like, Joel's like, nah, and he's like, bam, bam. And then, like,
oh, maybe that is still, after Tommy's.
Yeah. So, like, he gets injured after, but we don't see what happens, right? He's just injured, and then when the next chapter comes up, they're like, she's just, like, it's winter, and she's doing stuff. Like, she's killing deer and running around. And
yeah.
So, is it right then? Like, at the house thing? I don't
remember. No. Okay, yeah. Tommy must be before that. How did I, like, forget that?
Yeah, because...
Okay, it's because I haven't played game in a year, okay? Okay. Don't judge me, man.
I just wanted to make sure, because you said they were...
Yeah, okay.
All on their way, and I didn't want...
Yeah, she gets mad at him.
I wanted to make sure you got it right, so... I had to help you out.
Thank you.
I was like, wait a minute.
Oh, yeah, okay. So, okay, anyway, so they left Tommy's. Joel gets injured, and you play as Ellie.
Yes.
And basically, you have nothing. You have a bow and arrow.
Yep.
And some arrows.
Yep.
What else he got?
One bomb thing, and that's some shivs, and that's it. Also, what was really cool is...
You play Hunter Simulator for, like, a half hour.
Annoying. If you want to chase that deer. But also, what I really like about it, they do that thing where there's,
It makes you redo it if you don't...
Oh.
You don't catch it. I know, that because I played it like 3 times.
That makes me think of the like third Assassin's Creed game. No, not the third one. The one that's good. The Colonial one with Connor. Where you have to, like, hunter and gather.
Oh my gosh, that took me forever.
Not even talk about that. But, yeah, why do we have that one? Like, why do we have the Assassin's Creed game with the most glitches? Like,
yeah.
Why? Where's Arno when you need him? Like, come on. Anyway, yeah.
They get do this. Past that.
Hang on. Hang on. They do this one thing, which they do in Call of Duty a lot. There's, like, this snowstorm, and she, like, uses it for cover, and I thought that was really cool. And I don't know why I just thought of that, but I just, I liked it, so. Yep. You take down some people.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they do that in Call of Duty, I think. Pretty sure. I'm sure, actually. Okay, go continue. Okay. So, sorry.
Okay, anyway,
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that happens, mm-hmm. and then, so, basically, you get to the fireflies, and everything is good, and he's like, cool, I'll take you there. And they're kind of, like, not talking to each other. Because mm-hmm. Ellie has to, like, kill all those people, which she needed to. Like, they were, like, gonna kill him. Like, it was, like, mm-hmm. a death or
last
death situation.
Resort, man.
And she had to defend herself. So, basically, they're, like, going there. And you could tell, like, at this point, their relationship is strained.
Yes.
But, you know, they're still chugging along. And they get there. And Ellie almost dies on the way there.
Yep.
And they say the fireflies, the remaining fireflies on the West Coast, save them and take them to, like, this big, huge hospital or whatever.
Like a compound?
No, they're at, like, a hospital. And basically Joel finds out that they're gonna, like, use Ellie, like, kill Ellie to, like,
make this antidote
to the virus. Yeah. And he's like,
No.
And he, like, kills them all up.
He's like,
and gets out of there.
He's like, this is my child now. Goodbye.
That level is really hard to play.
Yeah.
They just keep coming and coming. I'm like, where have all of you guys been?
Yeah.
But yeah, so you gotta fight them all.
Remember you, like, yelling at Stevie.
Oh my gosh. It was so hard.
That's funny. But I did remember, like, watching you do that and that whole, like, scene, like, it's kind of like you're on the edge of your seat and you kind of like holding your breath because you're like, you just got to get through it and then get to the end.
And then it's over.
Yeah.
Basically. And then it's kind of, you don't really do much. You like go around some woods and stuff and then you're back to Tommy. So.
Yeah.
And then there's a DLC after.
Yes.
Which shows like Ellie before she
got bit.
Got bit.
Yeah.
Before she was infected. Did I even mention that? Oh, well. but yeah. So it shows like, half of it shows her hanging out with her best friend Riley, and then the other half is the stuff.
It's like during that.
Whilst Joel is like.
Winter season injured. Before. Like winter is starting, and so she gets to. Where are they at? In some.
I don't know. They get to like some mall.
Oh, they're in some mall. So it goes and back and forth between two malls.
Yeah.
Because
she's
in a mall with her friend.
And basically they're just there for a while, and. It's pretty, like, it's, like...
I like the one with her, with Riley, though, in that mall, because, like, I don't know, the colors are really cool. They go into this arcade, and there's, like, pinks and purples, and there's this really cool sunset where they just get hurt.
Oh, yeah.
There's that cool part, but when you're with Joel and that...
Everything's,
and
like,
the other one,
cold.
It's cold and dark, and you gotta blow up
and you die,
some
like,
stuff.
You almost die, like, 20
it's
times.
It's weird.
Yeah. It's a hard
if there's like
or
a,
it's a hard part.
Is there like a helicopter in the roof?
Yeah. But then like you're supposed to get medical supplies from it, but
then it blow up or something?
No, it like falls.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, so yeah, talk about the DLC. We're supposed to get a second DLC, actually.
I hope.
I'm like, what will it be about?
Exactly. But I hope whatever it is about, I hope it's great and amazing and it looks awesome.
And then we were talking about yesterday that like, the DLC might be in that gameplay we got a year and a half ago, that lady that everyone saw, like, we thought was Ellie's mom, that might be the DLC.
Do you think it is her mom?
I was thinking that it might have been, like, a rough draft gameplay of Ellie.
Oh.
But
yeah, I guess
it could be Ellie's mom.
She's so muscular, man. Like,
well, they could have made her look like that.
Really tall.
Yeah, I know. But I don't know. It could have just been how they did it.
Although, that kind of demo thing where she, like, saves those kids, or the kids are teenagers.
They're like teens.
I don't know what they're doing. But she saves them, and I'm just like, oh, I'm here for this. Like, this looks
interesting. Yeah,
because, you know, the whole aspect of, like, fighting zombies is cool, but then also having, like, other elements ties in the story and actually makes it into a pretty good, cool game.
Yeah.
So
now that we talked about the first game, we can move on to the second game.
Yay! Which we got 6 minutes
We can do it.
To talk about this
We can do it. Okay, so the second trailer came out like 2 days ago.
Yes. Yeah, Tuesday?
The 24th.
Thank
you. Yeah, the 24th. And it gave us the release date for the new... Yeah. Or, why do I keep saying film? The new game, which is February 21st, 2020.
Yeah, so this coming February. Yeah, which is crazy, because like... 8 months ago, they were like, well, we might not be done for another 2 years. I'm like, yeah. Why?
Well, they're taking their time.
Yeah.
Which, I think it's going to be a great game because they're taking their time. So, like, how long have they
been working on this one? It hasn't been right after 2013. I'm sure they started in, like, what, 2016 or something?
I'm not sure when they started, but, you know, like, in between these games, they've been working on the Uncharted games, and they've been releasing those, like, every couple years. So, there's that. But anyway.
When did the most recent, not Lost Legacy, but when did Uncharted 4 come out? Do you know?
2017?
Yeah, I think. And then Lost Legacy came out.
2018.
Was it?
Yeah, I think they were like working on that while they were working on it before. Yeah.
Beautiful, by the way.
Yeah. I know. We'll have to do it as a separate thing. Just for a while.
Yes, I know.
But anyway, so the trailer really didn't give us a lot of information, but today, Outbreak Day, if anyone got on the PlayStation
store,
it's not the store, it's like their homepage, and then they like a link. This is Outbreak Day. Yeah, it's like its own linked page.
Okay, cool.
And they actually explained a little bit more, like, towards the newer gameplay. If I think their like place is in LA, like their press place is in LA.
Oh, okay.
And they let a bunch of people, like, play some demos of the game.
Awesome.
It was, like, 3 hours of gameplay. And I was like, how do I get there?
Because, hop on a plane.
Yeah, I guess. So, basically, the information that they told us is it's 5 years later, so there's another time hop. But you can kind of tell it was a couple years.
So, it's because 25 years since 2013.
Yeah. So, it's 5 years later. You could tell because they look older.
Yeah.
Like, Ellie definitely
Ellie's
looks older.
Taller.
Yeah.
She looks, you know,
so she's 19.
Yeah.
In the second
game. Because
she
was 14, right?
Yeah.
And then she's 14.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
now
she's how 19.
How old is Joel? He's an old man.
Everyone's like, we will now learn the age of Joel. But I'm like, if he had Sarah, he had to be like almost 30, right?
Almost 30.
In 20 years. 50.
No, there's no way he's like 28 or 29. He's probably like 35, okay? And then 20
years
later.
I don't know. He looks really young.
Five more years.
He looks really young
he
in
does,
the beginning of the game.
But men sometimes look younger, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. He could be 50. He could be Gramps.
Gramps.
I'm okay with Grampy Joel.
Grandpa Joel.
Grand Joel.
Granddad Joel. What's up, Granddad?
So, yeah. So, in this game, we know we play as Ellie again. Mm-hmm. As far as we know, we only play as Ellie.
Yeah, only playing as Ellie so far is what we've seen. Although, I'm sure I haven't watched any demo footage that they just released.
Yeah.
I haven't watched anything. They released something the other day, but I haven't watched. Other than the trailer, I haven't watched anything. So,
it's pretty good.
Did you watch it?
Yeah, I watched some
of the
demo.
So it was just
I watched some demo play.
Okay, I'm glad you did.
No one's done official gameplay, like, on YouTube or anything yet, which I'll definitely check out just to see. Mm-hmm. But Naughty Dog released a little bit of the game.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I was, like, looking at it a little bit earlier.
You said... Go ahead.
No, you go.
You said the mechanics were going to be different for this one, right?
Oh, yeah. They look a little bit... The fighting mechanics are different. Usually before, you would either sneak up on them and, like, since Ellie is smaller in the other game, she jumps.
Yeah.
But this time she gets their attention and she, like... moves swiftly and does a lot of counterattacking.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this will be interesting. Because she's taller now. She's bigger now.
Also,
so,
I think that shows, like, how much she's, like, grown up as well.
Because
it has been 5 years.
Yeah.
They've been dealing with this for yet another 5 years. I'm sure she was sheltered before then. Yeah, she said she had never been on, like, the outside. You know?
Yeah. So, a couple other things. Guard dogs are in this game. I can't... Yeah. Did the other game have dogs in it?
I think we're thinking about, like, Assassin's Creed.
I don't know, but there's supposed to be dogs, and they have, like, this feature where they can smell you. So you have to distract the dogs while it's stealthing to kill people.
So,
and I was like, I'm gonna die so many times.
This is gonna be your mindset playing as Ellie. I have to find a mud creek. I have to find some mud to roll in.
Yeah.
Yes, a mud creek.
Yeah, so I was like, as soon as I heard that, I was like, oh my gosh, this is gonna be so hard to play, because they can pick up your scent. And I was like... I'm going to have to, like, carry around dog treats and throw them out and be like, go fetch.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're getting towards the 30-minute mark.
It's okay. So a couple of things real quickly before we gotta
You've
go.
Literally got 10 seconds. So,
I don't care. A couple other things. There's supposed to be a new class of zombies. They're supposed to have these stalkers, which can like engage in hand-to-hand combat.
Yes.
And they're supposed to be shamblers. These are bigger. They're kind of like bloaters, but bigger, and they give off smoke that like you can't see through. Oh, like it's gonna be so hard. Like this is gonna be such an intense game.
It sounds like.
What?
It's gonna be intense. It's gonna be an intense game for you, and then I'm just gonna be sitting here drinking like a soda and like eating popcorn and be like, yeah, this is so intense.
And then another thing that someone said, I don't know if this is confirmed yet, but people were saying that the game is on 2 discs. So that means it's gonna be over 50 gigs. For sure.
Probs.
Or not for sure. Well, allegedly.
How much is, that's only 35. Shadow of the Tomb Raider is only 35, right?
Yeah, no, that's a small game.
It's a small game.
It's small.
It's a small game.
It's a small.
All right.
Oh, but the main thing was the theme of the game is revenge.
Oh.
And.
Oh, yeah.
And what people will actually do to get that revenge or get justice. So, what does that mean?
Who knows?
Joel's supposed to be in this game. He better not be dead.
Troy Baker, don't let us down.
Yes.
He can never let us down.
Yeah. Thanks for talking with me about this.
Yeah.
This was so much fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm glad we did it.
Me too.
Thanks, brother.
Well, I remember, like, we were having discussions of what we could talk about.
Yeah.
This seemed like the best option.
Yeah.
Since Megan wasn't here. Just sad, but, you know.
Well, okay. Thanks for listening. If you guys like this game or enjoyed this podcast, let us know. Maybe in our Instagram.
Or if you want. On the various platforms that this podcast is on that we mentioned earlier. Yes.
So, let us know. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you guys next week.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.